Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
Hey, show the cards.
Somebody's gonna get them, and somebody's gonna get them put.
Hey, boy! Hey, boy!
It's a very, very personal meeting.
Oh! And what the hell kind of description is that?
You'll be shot for this!
This man will make your bladder splatter!
You ain't nothing!
Okay?
Does go well with it.
Damn shame how they screwed up your show. Nice little program. Not that I ever watched it.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and today, Yin's Love, Breaking Bad, Season 5, Episode 2, and I believe it was called Madrigal. And joining me today to break down the episode, makeup artist of the stars. She goes by the nickname of the Rooster. At one time, she went by the nickname of the Phantom.
Uh-huh.
A lover of TV series plural, Sherry Lund.
Good morning, Jim.
Woo! And you have your own blog too.
I do.
Would you like to plug your
not
blog?
Really. Not really. I've taken the summer off.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Let's not talk about the blog. Let's talk about Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Now, when did you get into Breaking Bad?
Literally at the beginning, but I watched the first season on Netflix, so I didn't watch it as it was happening. So I guess I was like a little bit late for the party.
Oh, no, I was. I didn't start until season 3.
Okay, oh, I remember.
Yeah,
I remember you and your good woman waiting for the episode.
Oh, that's right. You were our supplier for season 2.
I remember. I was supplying the drugs.
Because I remember you would give us. It was discs in increments, and then it was
you
a hot summer
around,
night.
Yeah.
It was 1 o'clock, and I was like, "We need to go to the Upper West and get another disc."
Yeah, I remember with your tail between your legs.
Yeah, so you left it with your doorman. We watched 3 or 4 episodes and went to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, it sounds like a good night to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also respect the fact that when we talk about TV series, I think we agree that Breaking Bad is the best.
I actually think it's the best TV show I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I can't think of anything that I've ever watched that has been so, like a crazy roller coaster ride every week.
That makes me happy, because a lot of people say Mad Men, and I was like, Mad Men's good, and it looks beautiful, but if you're...
Sorry, did you say Mad Men? Oh, okay.
But you still watch, because I actually gave up on Mad Men.
Good show, and I watch it for different reasons. I watch it for the artistic value and the props, and if they've got the timing of the years and the clothing right and the hair and makeup. So with that show, that's more of kind of like it encompasses a lot more than just a good TV show for me.
Right, but it does not get your blood racing
like
Breaking Bad does.
Uh-uh.
So Sherry, let us recap last night's episode.
Okay.
It begins with Walt trying to get rid of the ricin cigarette, although he does not get rid of the ricin. He hides it in an electrical socket.
Yeah, why do you think he did that?
Well, I would imagine ricin is not easy to obtain. So
he's saving it for a rainy day.
So he is saving it for a rainy day.
All right.
And so long story short, he goes over to Jesse's house. They look for the ricin cigarette. They do find it. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, in the episode, how could I forget it, actually starts off with Mr. Schultz eating chicken nuggets.
Yes, I believe his name is Herr Schuler.
eating, you know, chicken nuggets out of ketchup, and I forget the names for the other ones. Oh, French.
Honey mustard.
With the mixture of French and ranch dressing.
French.
He knows that his cover is blown, so he goes into the bathroom, he takes a defibrillator, and he kills himself on the toilet.
Yeah, who knew there were like suicide kits in buildings in Europe?
I know. So kids at home, do not try that. So then, Mike is visited by a new character.
Lydia.
We assume she works for the U.S. portion of Madrigal. Not used to getting her hands dirty, as we can see. She was very awkward in the diner. She says that there's 11 people that need to be knocked off. Mike's like, this ain't a movie. It's not as easy as that. And then later in the episode, we find out that those 11 people are being called down to the station and being questioned.
Right.
Chow being one of them. Chow calls Mike over. Mike is not as dumb as we think. He kills the amateur hitman. And then we see that Chow is dead. And Mike needs money because his $2 million is gone from the Fring and Los Pollos Hermanos Empire.
Correct.
I love the episode. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Last night was a good episode. Nothing really crazy happened, but in every scene, something very, very good happened, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the story, they kind of set the pieces in place.
Well, can I just say one thing that's been on my mind?
Okay.
Up until last week's episode, season 5, episode 1, mm-hmm. and I have to say, it's great to follow a historical character like Mark Laux. You'll get the joke on that one.
Yeah, Mark was on our first podcast.
Yeah, and he's my little history character.
That's an inside joke between Sherry and Mark.
Yes, but up until last week, I really liked Walt, even though he was a bad guy.
Really?
Listen, everything he did in every season up until this season, I felt like he did for his family, or he'd gotten so deep into something that he couldn't get out and he didn't know any other way. All of a sudden, last week and last night, I felt like he had become a different person. He's become very manipulative. He's doing dirty things. He has become, I don't want to say like Gus Fring, but he's becoming a person who is a little despicable now.
Yeah.
And I don't have that love for Walt that I had in the 4 seasons previous.
I know.
I'm kind of hoping that he does get found out now.
Well, in the season finale of last year, when they panned to the Lily of the Valley,
mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, he's like officially a bad guy now. You can hate him. I know he'll probably be lovable at some parts, but he's a bad dude now.
Yeah, I mean, last year's finale, I still thought that he did it to keep his family and everything together. Even though I know he was doing a bad thing,
right?
I still felt he was doing a bad thing for a bigger picture. Now, I think it's just he wants to be the boss. And he just has changed. I think he has become a very nasty human being.
And I know you're a big fan of Jesse.
Who's gained so much weight, it's a little uncomfortable watching him, by the way.
Wait, who?
Jesse's face!
Well, no, I think
it's
it
like
was
a football.
It was the shot! The camera.
Let's go back a couple of seasons. Jesse was thin, trim,
well,
and supposedly doing meth.
Well, he's off the drugs now.
And it looks it. So okay. I guess it's realistic.
Well, on last week's episode, we talked about Skylar's appearances, which I think are a lot more drastic than Jesse's.
You see, I don't see Skylar's big difference. To me, she had a baby, and now she's kind of like getting back to shape.
Yeah, but she got a nose job, too.
Well, that happens when you have a baby.
Oh.
Didn't know that?
But back to Jesse. I know you're a big fan of his character.
Yes.
And when he started breaking down in tears, how did you feel for him? Because I was like, why is he crying? And he's like, I almost killed you, Mr. White.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow.
Well, I mean, listen. I mean, Jesse right now is the pin that's keeping Mike and Walt together because they both have reasons to be tight with Jesse. I think Mike genuinely likes him and really remembers him saving his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the same token, Walt has got Jesse under his finger now because he's basically lied to his best friend, planted evidence in his apartment that makes him look innocent,
mm-hmm.
and there's no going back now. I mean, now Jesse is completely, I don't know, I want to say again, manipulated by Walt.
When Walt put his hand on Jesse's shoulder, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You're low.
He's become that guy. He has definitely become a nice man.
And that whole scene before that,
he is Heisenberg at this point.
He is Heisenberg. Now, the scene before that, where they're going through the apartment and cleaning up and they have the nice little music montage.
I didn't like that, did you?
Loved it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. That sold that they were doing this all day long. Because if you just have a scene where the little robo-maid is going around and they find the rice and cigarette in there, you're like, oh, that's kind of like too convenient. But it sells the fact that all day long, they're cleaning through drawers, up and down the stairs, on the floor, underneath.
That's true.
So they needed that scene to sell the robo-maid scene.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah. And then I like the fact, too, that Vince Gilligan always goes back to previous clues. Because you may remember last year when Jesse was in his worst desperation, that robo-maid was just zooming around the floor.
Yes,
bumping into
yes.
pizza boxes and cigarette stubs and whatnot.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't believe that Walt would stoop so low as to do what he did last night.
Yeah.
And now I think our eyes are open to see what he's capable of.
All right. Another scene I want to talk about is when Hank is in the office with his commissioner, who is about to lose his post.
Yeah.
Because he had Gus Fring under his nose and he did nothing about it. And he goes through that little speech. He's like, Gus came over for dinner. He showed me how to cook bass or whatever. And I still do the little foil pocket and whatnot. And he was under my nose. And as he said those words, you see the close-up of Hank.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't really get that scene.
Really?
So please enlighten me. I was a little bit confused. Did that scene go quiet where you are? Because it went kind of quiet where I live.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get that. What did you actually make of that?
Oh, well, he's saying, he's like, I was boys with Gus Fring and he was under my nose the whole time. And then they show Hank and Hank's like, dang, Walt has been under my nose the whole time. Maybe.
Oh, you think you honestly think that's what he was thinking?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if he thinks it yet, but you definitely see the wheels moving.
All right, I'll shut up with that. Last week, we saw 2 years in advance.
Right.
All I can think about is, who is he going to kill?
Who Walt's going to kill?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, he wouldn't get a gun and kill himself. That would be just too ridiculous.
Right. I mean, you think Jesse, Mike, Mike,
it's
Hank,
definitely going to come down. I think so. It's
the Germans?
No. The German, Madrigal, as far as I'm concerned, I've been and gone.
Well, I'm going to have to, can I give you a spoiler?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, when I was at the panel at Comic-Con, they said a lot of the season is going to be shot in Germany.
Ugh.
So, which would lead me to believe that Madrigal is going to play a huge part in the first 8 episodes.
I mean, how much more can they find out? Like the man said around the board table last night, no innocent man kills himself. So what more do we have to find out? We know Madrigal were involved. We don't know how many people knew what was going on. But do we really need to spend time finding out what they did and how they did it? I mean, we kind of know that everything came from Germany in the way of equipment and money supplying.
I would like to know how the whole business got started.
Okay. 8 episodes worth?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
All right.
You have to admit, though, when the German subtitles, well, the English subtitles with the German speaking came on, kind of threw me off because I'm used to when they're speaking Spanish.
It definitely gave it a little more of an international flavor, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, Lydia, I believe she works for Madrigal.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the United States.
Which is where, by the way?
Well, they're in New Mexico.
Are they?
I would think. I mean, I don't know where Lydia lives, but I would imagine she lives in close proximity to Mike.
Okay, you see, I thought Lydia worked for Gus Fring and Los Polos Hermanos, not Madrigal, because she lives in Albuquerque.
Well, but as we saw at the beginning of the episode, there was all those companies represented by Madrigal.
Yes.
So she might have worked for Los Polos Hermanos, but in the end, under the umbrella of Madrigal.
Okay.
Did you know, and I read this on the internet, last week when the evidence was destroyed and there was the picture of Gus and the frame broke and there was numbers behind the pictures.
Uh-huh.
On the internet, I read that those were bank account numbers.
Okay.
And that's how Hank found out that Mike had a $2 million stashed away in an international account.
His name or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see more about Madrigal. Okay.
What other? Oh, I like the fact that Mike once again uses his granddaughter's toys in a mission. Because I think it was last season he had the balloons and he let the balloons go up into the wires and the wires exploded.
Yeah, what you mean like the banging pig on the door? Yeah, that was a nice touch.
So, I mean, it helps that, you know, he plays Hungry Hungry Hippos with his granddaughter because, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
He always ends up using her toys for his own purposes.
Now, do you think, it's not like you have an inside in. Well, maybe you do. Jesse, at some point, is going to have to wise up and know that he's been played the fool and lied to. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Has to, yes.
I think Mike definitely summed it up when he looked straight into Walt White's eyes and said, "You are a time bomb."
Yes, that was the money line of the episode. Tick, 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 and I'm not going to be around for the boom.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. That scene, to me, just showed how they both needed Jesse in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And Skylar, she currently is just, oh, hang on a minute. Walt Jr., is he like the only person in the show that has no clue what's going on? He's like in a separate show, right?
He's still in high school. He's got high school issues to worry about.
Well, yeah, but he knows nothing. Like, he doesn't sense the atmosphere between his mother and his father. And Hank is our Uncle Hank. He's very crazy working right now. He's just done it in his sweet way, yeah. Skylar is definitely, like, just walking on eggshells and kind of like no emotion whatsoever in her character anymore.
Yeah, I read a recap on the internet. It said that Tyler is basically a captive now.
Yeah, she's scared of him. She's definitely said that, yeah.
She's being held hostage in her own home.
Yeah, you think she's going to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Because as Mark pointed out last week, when they flash forward 2 years...
No wedding thing.
No wedding ring, yeah.
All right. I mean, to be honest with you, once they separated, I didn't really see that there was a way back for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get that. So
I kind of did. When she was feeling the rush of starting the car wash, I thought this could work.
Okay.
But Walt needs her to be at the car wash. Otherwise, they have no way to launder the money.
Yeah. True. So basically, Lydia is going to stay around to help get the meth ingredients from what Mike has asked her at gunpoint.
Yes, that was my question for you.
Okay.
Why didn't Mike kill Lydia?
She's got to have some connections.
Now, do you think it's connections, or did Mike show a little bit of heart?
No, I don't think Mike showed heart. I mean, I know what you mean, because he saw the daughter, he has a granddaughter, but he asked her if she could get meth. Is that meth? The
methylamine.
Oh, thank you. now, I don't know if he could have got it on his own. Maybe she saves him a lot of groundwork and a lot of nosing around.
Okay.
Maybe he was feeling generous and he did have a soft spot. But we've seen Mike a little ruthless throughout the whole seasons. So why would he become a little more sensitive now? Are we seeing that he's breaking down and getting vulnerable?
I don't know.
He's
definitely desperate, because he's like, I killed all these people. I did all this for Gus Fring, and my $2 million is gone?
Yeah. Now, the difference between what I think about Gus and Walt, as far as their killing and badness, Gus treated it like a business and didn't really have any relationships with anybody. Maybe Mike, maybe a few people here and there, but Walt is so hands-on with Jesse.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, taking so much advantage of him, whereas Gus never really was in a room with anyone. He would just walk out of a room, give Mike a nod, and the next thing you know, the guy would be dead.
Well, he's manipulating the people closest to him, because at the end of the episode, he says it's all about family.
Yeah. Yeah. And even last week with his like narcissistic to Saul, it's over when I say it's over.
Yep.
Yeah, it's done when I say it's done. What did he say to Mike in the car? I know about the bomb or about
because
the
because I said so, or I know it
yes,
is.
Yes, exactly. So we're dealing with a very different Walt this season.
Last year, when Hank broke into the chemical factory and just start picking off people, the scene seemed very random to me. I actually enjoyed the scene because they used a Beastie Boys song as the backing track. But I thought, well, does this just prove that Mike's a badass? But that was when we were introduced to Chow, who sadly is now gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
But I liked, I now appreciate that scene because I saw what they were going for.
Okay.
Because Mike has these people in place, these 11 guys, who he put through the ringer, who he
absolutely
can trust.
Absolutely.
And then in this episode, we see that even though he has 11 great people, everybody is capable of being broken down.
Oh, of course. Everybody is, everyone, what's the word I'm looking for? Everybody basically...
vulnerable or...
Not so much vulnerable, but everybody...
Has a breaking point?
Yeah, pretty much. Or everybody can be bought.
Okay.
I think that's what that showed me. I'm a little bit aggravated that this character, Lydia, just shows up on our front door.
She reminds me of, is it Peter Campbell's wife in Mad Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She reminds, that's the first person that came to mind when she popped up on screen.
I mean, you've never seen her before, right?
No. What no. In Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
No, yeah, she's a brand new character.
Yeah, so that was a little bit, like, kind of, like, unusual, because we don't really see new characters kind of like come into episodes like that. But
I think it's kind of like when, you know, like you pick up a rock in the park and all the ants scatter.
Okay.
So it's kind of that effect. We're going to see people come out of nowhere. We're like, whoa, you know, so
okay.
Everything's
like
been exposed.
New blood.
Yeah, everything's new blood in disarray right now.
Yeah, new blood is a little exciting. So, I mean, all in all, last night was a very good episode.
And do you have any guesses as to what will happen next week?
I don't watch the coming attractions. I don't even know if they were on, were they?
They were. But okay, but again, there were coming attractions, and then there was another tease if you watched the following show, The Small Town Security.
No, I don't.
Which I didn't.
But I did see Aaron Paul in a Xerox vodka commercial. Does that count?
I saw that too. Is P. Diddy in that? Or
Yeah. I think there's a lot of like AMC. No, maybe not so many AMC stars, but there was definitely some personalities in that roundup. I don't know who else, but I remember thinking, oh, I know him. I have no idea where next week's episode is going to go. I really don't. Clearly, you have now made me think that we're in for a German trip.
I think we're going to see more Germany, and I don't see Mike and Walt working well together. Because in the preview, which you did not see, Mike says, let me handle all the business. Basically saying, you're the great cook, you cook, I know the business, let me do it.
Okay.
And I don't think Walt is capable of letting anyone else handle the business right now.
He can't diversify, he doesn't trust anyone, he wants to be in control of
everything. Yeah, he just wants to be the king.
Yeah.
As the billboards say, hail to the king.
Wow. And Jesse's just going along with Walt now, because as far as Jesse's concerned... He almost killed his best friend.
Right.
And he now feels guilty and is paying homage to him.
Yep, they're tight again. Or
well,
so we think.
Yeah, well, how
or
many
so
episodes,
Jesse thinks.
Jim?
So we've got 6 more left for this cycle, and then there'll be 8, and I don't know when those will be shown.
All right.
Well, thank you, Rooster.
Well, my pleasure, Jim.
And can I ask you one more question before you leave? For a short period of time, you changed your nickname from the Rooster to the Phantom.
Yeah, but I'm back to the Rooster.
No, why was it the Phantom?
Well, you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, for all your viewers out there, I'm a big handbag lover. click. And I'm in love with a handbag that's made by Celine, and the name of the bag is called the Phantom.
There you go.
And that's the reason why I chose that as my nickname, because I had a couple, and it's a very, very outrageous-looking bed. And
but I think your fans enjoyed the rooster.
Oh, I'm back to the rooster.
Nice.
The phantom is gone. Hail the rooster.
Well, thank you for breaking down season 5, episode 2 with us.
You're welcome. Breaking down, breaking bed.
Yes. So for Sherry Lunn, my name is Jim Shear, and we will see Yens later.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same goodnight.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.